It's the California Wine Country Podcast with Steve Jackson and Dan Berger. We taste, we laugh, we learn.
It is California Wine Country with Dan Berger, brought to you by Bottle Barn and Della Tofola. Joining us right now from the wonderful country of Australia, hold on, Nigel Westblade. Nigel?
Hi, how are you going? Great to be here.
Nice to meet you, man. So what are you doing in town? I heard you're leaving tomorrow, but what you been doing here?
Yeah, we're just in town to show...
What are you doing here?
What am I doing here?
Who let you in?
I'm just showing some nice people our wines, some of the wines we make back in Australia. So we've had a really positive response so far.
We had the New Zealand folks in a couple of weeks ago. And one of the questions I had to ask is, do New Zealand and Australia get along? And he said... No, not really.
You know, we like to think of it as almost like a brother-sister relationship, yeah. Where, you know, we love to give each other a hard time, but when it gets a bit serious, we're always there for each other.
So, right on.
Yeah, that's all the kind of relationship.
Now, we got both sides of that there. Dan?
Yes, sir.
Tell us about Nigel.
Nigel worked in China, among other places.
Wow.
And I visited the Peter Lehman property several times. I've been to Australia 23 times. I like to brag about that, waiting for somebody to invite me the 24th time.
That's 7,200 hours of air time, I think.
I love Australia. The wines are fabulous. The people are great. Peter Lehman himself was quite a character. He was a fabulous individual. And when Peter threw a party, it was either Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. It was like every day of the year was a party with Peter Lehman. I've never met a man like him. And the wines are always fabulous. Andrew was the winemaker at the time I visited, and I'm sure that you have plenty of stories about Peter and so forth.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a character. And, the growers who have had 40 years still tell stories every time they come up. There's always a new story about, one particular party or one night where something got a little bit out of hand. But, he was a fun guy, definitely.
And what are you making? Are you a winemaker in Australia?
Yeah, so I'm the chief winemaker for Peter Lehman Wines now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, cool.
Barossa Valley is probably as well-known a region as Australia has. And it's certainly justified by all the different styles of wine that come out of that region. It's a warmer climate north of Adelaide. It has this incredible ability to make red wines of real style and character. But if you're very careful, you can also make fabulous white wines out of there. And so this is and Peter Lehman's visibility in the United States has always been very strong. You've got great distribution in the United States. Wines are really highly regarded. So tell us what you got.
Okay, so today we brought in a few wines for you to taste. So we brought in the Barossa and Shiraz, which is a relatively new product for us, and also Portia Shiraz, which is a more traditional style Shiraz for us to taste today.
Nigel has his own wine roadie with him. What's your name, sir?
Tim McDonald.
Tim McDonald from Australia's Peter Lehman Wines, Nigel Westblade.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, welcome to... Have you been in Sonoma County before?
I've visited once or twice previously, probably 5 years ago now, so cool. It's great to be back, though.
Yeah, it's great to have you in.
So what do you think of this Pinot, man? Why don't you tell us a little bit?
This is pretty interesting Pinot for me. This is quite a full-bodied example of the style. So, it's really nice. It's got a nice little bit of stalk, a little bit of bunch work in there as well. So pretty interesting example of the style. It's a nice length.
Bunch work?
Bunchy, well, we call it bunchy, so probably a little bit of carbonic maceration, so whole berry fermentation gives it a nice listed nose.
I throw out a geek alert, but we don't have time. So
I wondered if you'd come up with something. Very cool, man. All right. All right, so we move on to some of your
Why don't we do the Shiraz or
Shiraz,
whatever. Yeah. Now, we all say Shiraz. Is it Shiraz in Australia and Shiraz in America?
Shiraz is an Australian accent.
Definitely. Okay. So, I think that's true. And probably even more in the country, we say with the A, and in the cities with the R. So you're fine to have it both ways.
What year is this?
2015.
15?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's a nice little wine. It's probably a contemporary style of Shiraz for the Barossa Valley. So really working on getting that soft tannin structure we're really looking there for. Mm. But still having at the same time that really nice full mouthfeel, which sounds kind of easy to do, but it's quite hard to do in practice. So
Yeah, and
The great secret to this wine is how the balance is so impeccable. You got intensity of fruit with a weight and intensity on the front end. Mid palate is so perfectly balanced, and at the end you got this beautiful acidity to carry all the rest of the flavor. This is really a strikingly together wine. Obviously, you started with good quality acidity, and you didn't have to make any acid adjustments.
Exactly. So we do a lot of work in the vineyard. We do a lot of work with our growers. We've probably got over 100 growers at Peter Lehman Wines. And, yeah, it's really about finding that balance, making sure we've got the canopy right, the fruit levels right, and we're also getting the winemakers out there towards harvest and making sure we're getting that picking date absolutely spot on. So,
Nigel, we'll talk about...
The mid-palate on this is really significant. Silky,
yeah. Talk about the wine regions in Australia. How many are there? Are they?
Oh, there's lots of regions. There'd be over 30, but there's probably the main ones are probably the famous ones are probably all within an hour's drive of Adelaide in South Australia. So, for those that don't know, that's in the middle to the south of the country. So you have regions there: McLaren Vale, Barossa Valley, Clare Valley, Adelaide Hills, and certain regions like that.
And where's Lehman Wines?
We're in the Barossa Valley.
So, Barossa. Yeah.
North of Adelaide by a couple of hours, maybe max. And it's yet on the way toward Clare Valley, where all the great Rieslings are produced. But I think it's most interesting that people often go to Melbourne and they want to go to wine country. Well, in Melbourne, you've got a couple of wine countries, but the most famous ones are north of Adelaide. So they're not far apart. I think you can make the drive between Adelaide and Melbourne in about 4.5 hours.
Right? Oh, it's a little bit longer than that, probably about eight or nine. You're a very good driver if you're getting there.
How fast do you drive, Dan?
I did it once myself,
and
it wasn't that far.
So, Jackson, that probably cleared it up for you now. You know right where it is, right?
Yeah, I can now recite all
just outside
all those,
of Adelaide.
Do you guys call them appellations?
We call them GIs, which is exactly the same as the ABAs in the States. So, yeah, exactly the same system, just slightly different names.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. And, again, reiterate, Barry, what that was.
This is the Peter Lehman Barossian Shiraz, which is going to be carried at Bottle Barn now. I really like this one. especially after Tim
Barossian
price.
Barossian.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
I added an I in there.
Yeah.
It wasn't there.
Thank you.
Tim, what's the price?
No more. Well, Barry will probably have it $20, $21, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Really? That's a bargain.
Yeah. Yeah. And are you going to get it at Bottle Barn? Oh, cool.
There's no negotiating.
During the break.
Really, it's been 3 years in the glass, so it sits for a bit.
So what's our next wine here?
Oh, you're pouring. Go ahead, Nigel. Tell us.
Yeah, so what we're pouring now is the Portrait Shiraz. And I guess, as I said earlier, we've probably got over 100 growers at Peter Lehman Wines, and we have nine sub-districts. And so this is a blend of all the nine sub-districts of the Barossa Valley. So it gives a really good example of what the Barossa Valley produced on that particular vintage.
This one is really striking because it's more elegant. It has a lot more personality of fruit. It's got some florals. It's got some right. I wouldn't call it bunchy.
No.
Oh, why not?
Yeah. No, it's
pretty wide.
Yeah, and once again, that's that really nice core of fruit there that we do get in the Barossa Valley, and probably why the Barossa Valley is famous for making Shiraz is that really nice ripe fruit we've got in
there. The secret to this wine is that this is a wine that has so much fruit that it could have stood having more oak in it, but that would have ruined it. This wine has got such a beautiful structure, and you don't taste the oak at all. It's like it wasn't even put in the barrel. You must have really watched it very carefully before you pulled it out of wood.
Yeah, definitely. So 100% of this wine goes into barrel. In Australia, we're a little bit different to the States. We use barrels called hogsheads, which are 300 litres as opposed to a standard barrique, which is 225. And that allows us to get – we don't get that as much oak impact, but we still get that lovely softening of the tannin structure. So that's why
The nice thing is, kind of Shiraz kind of got a slap in the face when a lot of the inexpensive Shiraz came in from Australia, 10, 12 years ago? And then because Syrah and Shiraz were really kind of going to be possibly the next Cabernet Sauvignon, and then all of a sudden the cheap stuff came in and diminished the whole varietal. But now the Shiraz that are coming in from down under are well made and not that inexpensive. The same thing that happened to Merlot back in the day. This wine is really sophisticated.
I love the word sophisticated, Tom. I would call it elegant. Mm-hmm. And to me, an elegant Syrah or Shiraz is an oxymoron. You don't ever say it, and yet here it is in the bottle.
Yeah,
gorgeous wine.
Yeah, I think traditionally those styles that were criticized, looking at some of those are up to pushing 17% alcohol. These wines, they're pushed back to, you know, around that 14.5. Mm. And it's really important that you let them get that right. They just go overblow out and they get that jammy character. We're really focused on trying to get that fresh fruit in these wines here today.
California Wine Country brought to you in part by Della Tofola. If you need any last minute equipment, and it is last minute at this point for harvest, but they always have a big selection of equipment in stock, and their technicians are always there for your service needs, everything to get your grapes from vineyard to bottle easily, and we're proud to have them as a sponsor. They're online at delatofola.us. All right, what do we got here?
Cabernet. What vintage of Cabernet?
2014.
Mm-hmm. Just released?
No, this one's been in the market for a little while. We're just about to roll into
it. Wonderful to have an aged... I mean, we're seeing 17s already in California.
I know. Dan, lay it down, Berger. Would you still lay this down at 2014?
I definitely would. This has got the great pH. It's around 3.6-something. This is great wine. This is... Well, it is.
Could you be more specific than 3.6?
Okay. Like, we're pretty proud, and obviously we're known for our Shiraz in the Barossa Valley, and we've been quietly working away on the Cabernet as well. We think we're getting to a stage where we're making quite a serviceable Cabernet.
Oh, that's a beautiful wine.
Yeah, it's really... Really good. Still got the nice soft tannins that we're sort of known for in the Barossa, but really has that varietal nose. So it's got that nice leafiness, but still a really nice black core of fruit there as well.
I wouldn't necessarily think this was Australian. You know, I kind of think it's from here.
Mm-hmm. You know, it could be from a slightly cooler region, but California doesn't make this kind of wine much anymore. Mm-hmm.
It is an older style.
Yeah. Like more ripeness.
Is Cab big in Australia, Nigel?
Yes, there's some regions, probably regions most well known would be Coonawarra in the southeast of South Australia. And we also have Margaret River over near Perth, which is on the western side of the continent, also doing some really good work in the last few years as well.
Yeah, the Cabernets from Australia are completely underrated. They're gorgeous wines.
Really?
Yeah, they're really lovely. And we don't see as much of them over here because they're lower in price. And the margins are so limited that it's hard to justify shipping them so many miles when the prices are so low.
And Nigel, one more time, talk about Peter Lehman and who he was, what he did.
Sure. Yeah, no, I think, and that's probably one of the really important things that why I love working for Peter Lehman Wines is the reason the winery does exist. So back in the late 70s, Peter Lehman was a winemaker for a large multinational company. During that time, there was a...
In Australia.
In Australia, yeah, in the Barossa Valley. So there was a large grape glut during the time, and the multinational company instructed Peter to go out to the growers and say, we're not going to buy your grapes this year. We've got enough wine in the tanks. So these are people he grew up with, farmers. That was their only source of income for the year. And to tell them that they're not going to harvest their grapes this year would have been devastating just for farmers and for the community at whole. So Peter he thought about this for a couple of days and said, I just can't live with myself if I do this. So he managed to beg, borrow and steal, and he did steal a little bit of equipment, so I heard, and he managed to cobble together a winery, and the first year he spent all his money setting up this winery. He had to go to the growers and go, guys, I've basically mortgaged my house, I've got no money left, I can't afford to pay for the grapes at the moment, but I promise you, if you send the grapes to me, I'll make wine out of it, and I'll work as hard as I can, I'll sell the wine, I'll pay you first, and if there's any money left over at the end, then I'll pay myself.
Cool.
And, you know,
great story.
This was all done on handshake agreements, and much to the accountants discussed today, probably 90% of our grape contracts are all still word of mouth and handshake agreements. So.
I'm assuming he's not with us anymore.
No, unfortunately, Peter passed away a number of years ago now.
Oh, okay. Cool. How old was he when he started all this? You know?
He would have been mid-30s, I think, or early 40s. Okay. Yeah.
And what are you people having right now?
2014 Cab.
Oh, we've already
Portrait
done that.
Very nice. And very nice Cabernet.
If you're interested in brewing beer, making wine at home, maybe cider, curing olives, making cheese, the beverage people. Sonoma County's fermentation headquarters since 1980. Wow. They do great work. They're great people. And they really can help you with your hobby. Brewing,
I used to buy a lot of equipment from those guys.
Yeah,
back when I was an amateur.
Brewing, winemaking, cider, mead making, kombucha, cheese, curing olives, and so much more. It's the Beverage People. They are on Piner Road, 1845 Piner Road. Go to TheBeverageBeople.com. Thanks to everybody. Great to see you all.
Adios.
All right, have a good night, everyone.
Thank you.